This week on A Twink and a Redhead.
We're talking about who we're horned up over,
Horned up over crushes. We're going to dive back into some of our animated crushes we haven't really touched on.
Not a lot of fuckable characters in Harry Potter.
Sirius Black. Bad
he has to
boy.
Be the, he has to be the only one. And hey, again, tickling my furry interest.
I would just like to talk about video game characters.
It's interesting for sure.
So let's talk about Birdo.
Why the fuck did you actually have to make her a fucking vacuum?
Why did you have to make her a walking fleshlight? That's what I want to know. Wait, you think Waluigi and Wario are getting it on?
Wario's a fucking pig bottom.
You're making a crazy accusation. I just want to make sure I'm hearing you right. You think Wario has had a prolapsed asshole a couple of times?
Yes.
All of this and more on A Twink and a Redhead, the podcast. Booyah.
A twink.
And a redhead.
A twink. A twink.
And a redhead.
A twink.
And a redhead.
A twink.
And a redhead.
Some nights I say I'm cashing in my bad luck. Some nights I call it a draw. Some nights I wish that my lips could build a castle. Some nights I wish they just fall off. But I still wake up, I still see your ghost. And Lord, I still not sure what I stand for. Oh,
what do I stand for? What do I stand for?
Some nights I don't know anymore.
Nights by the now defunct band
Fun.
If you're listening, I am on my knees. I am begging to get back together. Jack, Nate, the other guy, please. I actually think that it would solve a lot of the world's problems if the band Fun reunited for one last album.
We are young
tonight.
We are young. So I set the world on fire.
We can go higher than the sun.
I have a vivid memory of me in my kitchen thinking I knew how to sing, and it was like that song I was trying to sing, and I was home alone.
Grant,
you do too.
When you're lost and alone, and you're sinking like a stone,
carry on.
I have tears in my eyes.
Why did they have they're all the same energy? All those songs.
What's the one that's like, why am I the one?
Doesn't ring a bell.
No, there's so many. All the pretty girls. Like, Fun. Nate, Jack, please. I am on my knees. I'll do just about anything.
I will lick a puss. I will lick puss.
Oh, same.
Would you?
I would. Yeah.
Oh my God.
If it was going to get me a new Fun album, Grant, I would do just about anything.
Actually, the song is just still playing.
Some nights
is so good. Wait, it lasted a year.
What, Fun. The popularity?
Yeah.
Oh, Grant, the world was not the same when Some Nights was released.
No, it did rock everyone.
We were young when that came out. My pussy was quaking.
It just resonated. It hit.
It's I literally was in sixth grade and I was like, I am young. And you know what?
I thought we were in high school.
No, Grant. I think we were in middle school.
You know who I'm mixing it up with though? Kings of Leon. And what was their hit?
This sex is on fire.
That sounds like a deep cut.
That's Sex on Fire. No, it's pretty popular.
What was their hit?
All you kids with your pumped up kicks. That's Foster the People.
And I was bopping to that song, not knowing it was about the damn Columbine shooting.
I was grinding at those middle school dances. I was Jersey Turnpiking, to the songs about school shootings. It's terrible.
Why do artists make absolute bops out of songs about terrible things?
Kings of Leon. I really think that I could use somebody. Someone like you.
But there's something else, isn't there? I don't know
this one. Closer.
So baby, hold
guys, we don't have to worry about this pod getting demonetized because we're not monetized. I don't know this one. Oh, you know what song moved the world, rocked the world? Like, I feel like
that IP.
I know who I want to take me home.
Oh,
closing time. Is that who you think of, Kings of Leon?
My brother went through an era where he learned how to play the guitar, but the only thing he learned how to the only thing he learned how to play was closing time.
Quentin's guitar era.
Yeah. Hi, Quentin. He's not listening. Speaking of Quentin.
Oh, yeah.
I learned something crazy this past week at home. My brother, who is a straight man, he's 22 or 23, sorry. He is like, he's so nice, first of all. He's an ally. Woo, ally.
I love you, Quentin.
Yeah.
Sorry, anyway.
So Quentin, but he's very much like, damn, that's crazy. Like that kind of straight, like a damn straight. You know what I mean?
Like Quentin's the type like, he's of just, like, guy that will
funny.
But Quentin's the type of guy that will dap you up.
He'll dap you up, but it's, like, not in, like, an intimidating way at all. Like, if you're a gay man, you don't have to worry. If you're a gay man, he knows to hug.
Yeah.
He would hug you.
Yeah.
If he knew you were, like, you know, a friend of mine or something. But anyways, I've heard him say this word before, and I'm talking to him, and he'll just randomly be like, pause. And I'm like, what do you mean? Like, and I thought that was so funny, and finally, like, I started doing it with him because I thought it meant, like, wait. Like, pause.
Like,
pause the channel. Pause
I love
the video.
That.
It's funny. Like, pause.
Pause. It's so, honestly, like, it sounds like something, like, a gay man would say. Pause, you know?
Pause up.
Yeah.
Little monster.
Oh, yeah.
But no, so he says it a lot around me. And so I start saying it, and we're in the men's bathroom at the local Wolfgang Puck restaurant in Somerville, New Jersey.
So much has happened
so
there.
So weird. It's such like a fancy restaurant, and they list the locations on their menu, and it's like Tokyo, New York, and then randomly it's like Somerville, New Jersey. Like, okay.
Yeah, crazy restaurant.
But basically we're in the restroom, and we heard like a strange noise in one of the stalls. And so of course I make a glory hole joke.
I was going to say someone was sucking cock in a glory hole at Wolfgang Puck.
Yeah, and so I'm like, oh my God, it's probably a glory hole. We're like, we're both washing our hands right now. And Quentin goes, pause. And I'm like, yeah, pause. And then he's like, do you even know what that means? I'm like, wait, what does it mean? Like, wait, stop. Like,
yeah.
He tells me pause means that's gay. Like, that's so gay. Like, it's sus. Which sus also now with them means gay.
Oh, like.
Or like.
Oh, like, so say you're on your knees sucking cock. I would walk
pause.
In and be.
You'd say pause.
You're doing something a little gay.
Like, when something is a little gay
Did
amongst
we learn,
your friends,
we need
pause.
A sequel to the Hillary Duff PSA about pause. But who would we
well,
cast?
Well, here's what's so interesting. Because I'm like, wait, historically, gay people had to make code words
right.
to, like, you know, protect themselves from, I don't know, homophobia or
whatever.
A friend
of Dorothy.
A friend of Dorothy, stuff like that. Or, like, they would wear, like, colored socks or something.
The gay earring.
I don't know if that was more of a stereotype.
Oh, okay. Also, like,
but
everyone caught on.
But, yeah, so, but now it's, like, the opposite where straight men have to make code words to be homophobic or else they'll be canceled.
It's oh like, my wait, God, what? That must be so hard for them. Oh, I feel terrible. Oh my God, Grant, I really do feel
they
terrible.
You really have to get creative.
But okay, hear me out. At least they're using their imagination.
No, but it's like the same thing as zesty. Like zesty's a bit more like you could like put together what that means.
Oh, that's
but
a little fruity. Oh, fruity.
Yeah.
Fruity
well,
fruity's so
old.
Hateful.
And people used to be called, like, fruit. Like,
I know, that
in
sounds
a gay
so
way.
Hateful.
But, like, it started with, like, zesty. And, like, people, like, comment zesty still, whatever. But now I think that's a little too obvious. So now it's pause.
All right. Well, listeners, be on the lookout. Keep your ears, like, come on.
And honestly, let's, like, call them out. Like, let's cancel people for using the word pause.
Wait, but what if
but
I'm,
like.
But
it's funny. It's
well, no, kind of guys, if someone says pause to you, they're being homophobic and hit them.
Also, I'm thinking about all the past times Quentin has said pause in front of me. And now I'm like, wait, what?
If they do a sequel to the Hillary Duff PSA, we should be in it.
Oh, my God. Okay, but there'd be like still like a homophobic.
Like, yeah, I guess it would be homophobic because it'd be like me be like, pause.
You'd be the one, and then I'd have to stop you.
Yeah.
Well, actually, we need to cast.
If there was like
else.
A real celebrity, I could see like being like Olivia Rodrigo. She'd be so good.
Oh my god! To, like, so it's you bullying me, and then Olivia walks in and is like,
"Oh my god!"
It's like, really?
Who do we need to reach out to get this? Is she on Republic Records?
Guys, another thing happening, which by now you guys will know the answer to this because it's like a week later, but we were invited to a brunch tomorrow, and it's from Republic Records. It was, and it's called, like, they're saying it's called a soundbite brunch, and all they told us is that we'll be listening to like unreleased music from some of their roster, and they gave us a location and a time, and me and, well, we didn't even, I didn't even think of this until earlier, and originally Ashley wasn't going to go because she's working and it's in the middle of the day. But then I had a thought.
Grant texted me, what if this is a secret session and Taylor's there? And literally when I say, my heart skipped a beat. I started having a full-on panic attack because I was like, I might have just said no to the opportunity of a lifetime.
The timing is weird because when we're filming this day right now, the Tortured Poets Department comes out this Friday. It is Tuesday. The event is tomorrow, Wednesday. The timing adds up.
Freaking out. So Grant had already, like, we said no. So Grant got a plus one.
And I'm going with Andrew of Good Children. Hi, Good Children.
Yeah, fuck you, Andrew. Just kidding.
We love you guys.
But so I texted our manager, Emma. I said, Emma, like, on the real, I'm having a panic attack.
Like
I literally texted her saying, like, I'm having a panic attack. You need to ask if I could still come. Like, I'm literally, if I was sitting at my desk and I go on Instagram and see Grant and Andrew with a picture of Taylor Swift. I'm sorry. Oh, that would be ending it. That would be my 13th reason. Exit to the right.
13th
exit to the right, down 4 flights on the cement.
Wait. And then I'd talk to you through my Medium powers and I'd be like, Hey girl, we're not happy.
The Tortured Poets Department is so good.
And
you would
I
have loved
live.
It.
But also, how delusional are we gonna be when we walk in? Okay, something that is so delusional, like, yes, I get we probably won't meet Taylor Swift, but I'm almost like certain that we'll hear a Tortured Poets Department song.
And like, if I even missed out on that, Grant, like, I would, like, seriously.
If they play Fortnite and it's the leaked AI version, by now too, you guys will know if Fortnite was the AI leak thing on TikTok or not. And I just hope to God that it
guys,
is.
Guys, I honestly feel like this album snuck up on us.
It did. She's not, aside from just fucking pushing out her damn vinyls, she's not really promoting it.
I'm literally freaking the fuck out. Like, I'm honestly not mentally or physically prepared for a new Taylor album this weekend.
Are you serious?
Like, we're gonna be listening to new Taylor this weekend. Like,
we'll already have heard it
hard.
By the time this is out. It's like, it's, we know
my
what
nipples
if it
are
tanks?
Rock hard.
Oh my god,
shut up. It won't with Jack won't and Aaron tank. And Florence and Post. Shut the fuck up. You're actually pissing me off by even putting that energy into the air.
A twink.
And a redhead. I hope you're somewhere praying.
I hope your soul
somewhere
is
changing.
Remember? Oh my god, such a good song. It was on my playlist for so long.
Me and you loved that song in high school.
What was the other one on that album that was like, it's about like the auras, like fuck off, kind of like,
oh,
kiss my ass,
isn't it, like literally
shake my ass, or
it's like literally so good. That album, like,
it's such a bop.
That album we like were obsessed with for a sec.
We're drinking gin with
and prebiotic soda mixer. An unnamed
gin and an unnamed prebiotics soda with an Anjou
wild
cups.
Berry unnamed prebiotic soda mixer
in an Anne Juliet cup. And I can't say that this flavor is my
Wait,
favorite.
Wait, Grants, I think this is the song.
This prebiotic soda
is this
flavor.
This the song?
Yes!
Let them talk.
Oh my god, this was like my anthem for a while when I was like, I'm gay and I'm proud.
It's kind of like Joan Jett vibes.
Baby! And someone else is in it, The Killers? Or whatever they're called.
The Eagles of Death Metal. Oh, the Eagles of Death Metal are on that!
Oh, of course.
Oh, my God. I loved their big single.
All right, bitches. We're talking about, we don't really know where this episode's going to go.
This episode could go anywhere.
It's just kind of like
including
our who we're horned up over, who our we're crushes. Horned up
over crushes. We're gonna dive back into some of our animated crushes we haven't really touched on.
Who knows?
And also like some IRL crushes maybe that we've had.
Yeah.
Let's go. First, I want to talk about. This isn't an area we've touched on in this capacity, and I would just like to talk about video game characters.
It's interesting for sure.
First of all, I want to say, did you ever make your Sims woohoo?
Absolutely. That was one of the first ways like you jack off.
All right, now I'm going
to. I mean, not jack off, but that was like what you watched before porn.
I'm going to raise you one. Okay. One more delusion. Did you ever make yourself as a Sim and have you woohoo a crush?
Oh. No,
because I did, because I sure did.
Oh, that's a little. And you were young.
I was like, probably in like no, I played Sims for a long time. I was probably in like 6th or 7th grade.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
and you like were getting off on like.
I just like, it was definitely. I can't lie. It was definitely a thrill. There was definitely an adrenaline component there.
Would you like try to like I would
woo the fuck out of some people.
When they're woohooing, would you ever like just try to like lean in? Like lean into the screen well, and
guys,
like get a look.
When you made your Sims woohoo, they would go under the covers and there would be like hearts, but it would be pixelated.
Yeah, like they blur you or when and they're showering.
Sometimes
too.
I'd squint and like and be like can I see through these pixels?
Yeah.
Can I get a glimpse?
Like you really do.
I wanted to see my Sim absolutely hung. I'm like a fucking horse.
I oh my god. So I found a purpose for my iPad.
To woo?
Well, my new purpose for my iPad is playing Roller Coaster Tycoon Touch and Sims.
And Pornhub?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's my Oculus. That's what my Oculus is for, the virtual reality. So anywho, and it's crazy. Ooh. Speaking of the
I bet it is.
Like I can't. You have. Oh my god! I don't know why I'm just like thinking of it right now, but that's like it is weird, and I haven't done that in a long time. Like that, I'm talking college days.
Can I, can I ask you a question? So honest.
Yeah.
And maybe you don't want to answer.
Yeah.
Is it like POV?
Yeah.
That you're watching because yeah. Like, well, oh, because I'm in there.
No, like they make virtual reality like porn.
No, I know.
And so it's like yeah, it's like POV, and you're like looking around, and someone's just on top of your quack.
I know, but could that really be?
It's just like overwhelming. I mean, yeah. it's just like, wait, what?
Yeah.
And again, like, I don't know. I guess we were talking about video games and whatever. That's how I got here. But like, I haven't done that since college. I haven't opened my Oculus in a minute.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Ashley, too. You can't.
No, but like, what if you're like, you are a virgin and you're watching Oculus POV porn? That would really mess with your head.
I know. And are you still a virgin?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you all are.
Yeah.
Hey, at least you're not getting STDs, right?
Right? Oh, my God.
But anywho, fucking speaking of the Oculus, I didn't really come to this conclusion until this one specific Star Wars game. And it's virtual reality. And there's a moment where you're fucking face to face with Darth Vader. Mm. I was horned up. Being face to face, he's like 7 foot.
Okay.
Like he's towering you, and I'm like face, and he's built.
Okay, we need to get into this.
Oh my, and the mat. I'm sorry, but like the way they made the mask and the face, like he's Darth Vader, sexy.
So
keep
sexy.
The mask on, please.
Keep the mask on, but then like they literally the way they cast like such a fucking hottie. Then as like
Hayden
prequel.
Christensen.
Hayden Christensen. When I was younger, I literally was like. Holy shit, that is a man.
Yeah. And you know what's weird? I thought in the first movie that was Hayden Christensen as well. And they somehow got him to grow up.
No, it wasn't Grant.
It wasn't.
And
let's be clear. We're talking about Hayden Christensen.
Yeah.
Anakin.
Well, we talked about.
Because even the one after, like, when he takes the mask off. Yeah. What was that?
Yeah.
Why did they have to do him like that?
Was it last season when I admitted that? I was convinced that all, like, a woman could
just me,
give birth.
What?
That a woman could just conceive a baby by herself, like, because Anakin's mom. Like,
yeah,
you
said that.
That was so confusing for me as a child.
Oh, I was going to say, does it smell like Ceremonia's breakfast burritos in here, or is it just me? Wait, it's gone.
I don't smell that. I think, Are you having a stroke?
Shut up. Focus. Is that a sign?
Focus. You don't look like you are.
No. Shout out Ceremonia, though. Then the breakfast burritos.
Oh, God. It's a local gem.
And if you don't know, don't look it up because seriously.
The line's out the fucking door.
Yeah, and it's pissing us off. Anywho.
Star Wars, though. So many hotties. Like, honestly, like, even the way they built C-3PO. And,
oh, my God. But honestly,
more for me, R2-D2. R2-D2, I don't know if I want to, like, I'm not trying to, like,
but he's R2-D2. Cute. Like, I would cuddle R2-D2. I would absolutely just spoon like, him. He's oh a my pet. God.
C-3PO, they, like, kind of built, though, like, in an interesting way.
Chewbacca
is just...
I'm not interested as well, but I know there. I know there are people who are.
Of course. But who was your, like, Luke Skywalker was, like,
he never tickled my pickle.
He did it for me.
Really?
I honestly was a Luke girl over Han Solo. Is that crazy? I know a lot of young straight men and maybe lesbians out there.
And anyone in between.
They really enjoyed Princess Leia.
She was gorgeous in her time. Yeah. And the gays definitely enjoyed her as well. Just like as an
icon. We can all appreciate.
Yeah. She was stunning.
But
Jabba. Speaking of like dominatrix.
Speaking of hung like a horse, Jabba.
No.
You don't think?
No. Yeah. He's giving absolute chode. And the way he's like enslaving these like women.
Oh, you're right. He's like a
pervert.
Yeah.
It's giving pervert.
It's giving.
And it's giving body odor. It's giving large.
Can you imagine the stench?
Yeah.
Ew. What a nasty fuck that guy was.
He is a big ass fucking pervert.
Oh my God.
But again,
like in my head, like that's literally like when I think of like Donald Trump, it's giving like Jabba the Hutt. Trump has the sexual appeal of Jabba the Hutt.
Ew.
Like chode pussy bitch energy. Yeah. Not pussy. I love pussies. I shouldn't use that as an insult. But Jabba the Hutt's giving like disgusting.
You could say it to men.
He's giving like.
Who are insecure.
Like Donald Trump to me, I don't know about you guys, he like. Gives to me like body odor, like stench.
He does. Ew, it gives like cheese within the dick.
No.
You know what I'm talking
like,
about?
Donald Trump smells.
Ew.
That man needs some like Axe deodorant to cover up all that stench.
Yeah. Anywho, back to Star Wars.
Yeah. Darth Maul.
Oh. Darth
Maul, you guys, he had a double-sided lightsaber.
Quantum, what do you think that means about his cock?
Yeah, if you have a double-sided lightsaber, you have a fucking
huge
oh my fat God. Swinging cock.
That might be the biggest, you know what I just thought of?
What?
He got chopped in half. It's gone.
Oh, fuck.
He literally got chopped in half.
He was so... Oh my God, in my dream journal on my phone, I have like an insane like dream about Darth Maul.
If they had a virtual reality game centered around Darth Maul, oh my God. Well, you know, he survived in like the animated series or whatever, like these side series, whatever. Like
that's not canon for me.
Unfortunately, it's canon though.
Not for me.
He has fucking robot legs. And I know they didn't, I know they didn't give him a cock.
What the fuck? They went to like... Gray Sloan Memorial Hospital and had Meredith Grey stitch this man up. Give me a fucking break, yeah. George Lucas.
Yeah. No, George it's, Lucas, give no, me a fucking break. And you know who it probably was? It was fucking Disney. It was probably Disney.
I don't even want to get into it.
It was probably Disney who came up with that.
The villains like are always sexier than the hero in a lot of cases.
Yeah.
Lion King, Scar.
Who else?
Well, Scar to Mufasa. Who would you rather?
Ooh, Scar.
I know. But hey, I'll take both, but if I had to, Scar.
Yeah.
Like for me, like I was like I really was like sexually attracted to Loki. I was into him. Oh,
he doesn't tickle it for me.
Really?
No.
Yeah.
Loki, no.
What about Thanos?
Yes.
Like, yeah.
Yes. Oh my God. And I also feel like we've talked about this before, but Thanos can literally Yeah, he could do whatever he wanted.
Like, he's just so...
Oh, my God. And it's definitely so big.
Holy I can't even about hung like a horse.
I can't even imagine hung like a the goddamn, girth.
Yeah, he's hung like a goddamn Clydesdale.
Iron Man in uniform. Yes.
Yes. Like, I it's love something about a the man. Uniform.
Stormtroopers.
Fuck!
New or... What's his name? Kylo Ren.
If you have a fucking mask and a that fucking looks cape, like
that, the people who design these masks have to be a little freaky. And because they look, I'm attracted to them.
Great, it's these like metallic masks. They give them the most gorgeous cheekbones.
Yeah.
And there's just something so sleek about it. Kylo Ren.
Oh my God.
With a black cape.
Oh my, no, make him but if remember you, he's
like,
shirtless.
But if you did like kind of a role play situation, like it would look so fucking goofy.
Well, yeah, because it's not the real thing. It's like someone else. Like, it's just not the same. Like, it needs to be Adam Driver shirtless, but has the pants on except for the cock.
I would
cock out, pants on, mask the fuck on with a cape.
I would give my firstborn child even have for a that cape? Experience. I would give up my firstborn child for that experience.
Really?
Yes. Grant, I don't even have to think twice.
Yeah.
I'm not even hesitating right now.
Oh, my God.
Goodbye, unnamed child. I'm going to fuck Adam Driver.
Oh, my God.
I'm freaking out.
I would do the absolute same, honestly. Could you imagine?
I wouldn't fuck Yoda.
No.
That's like respect your elders.
Respect your elders. And also, it's like almost giving like, I'm sorry. It's like he's a little too little.
Yeah.
He's a little too small. Like, well, I don't.
And talk about stench. He like lived in that hut when he was training Luke.
He didn't believe in deodorant.
Well, and honestly, when someone's that magical, like, you don't have to, but, and I respect you, like, you have so much wisdom. Oh, God, you have wisdom. But that doesn't mean I'm gonna fuck you.
No. And you know what? I almost feel like Yoda, like, might have been a little creepy.
Yeah.
Like, well, I'm sorry.
He's giving to me, like, Dumbledore. Like, Dumbledore, oh, I love you. You're such a gorgeous mentor. But
Dumbledore called Harry to his office alone a little too often for my liking.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, also, like, Dumbledore, like, I, like, respect him. He has so much wisdom. Oh, my God, what a leader.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's, but, like,
you know, they only show you what they want to show, though.
But at the same time, it's, like, you could have, like, been a little more forthright with the information you were sharing with the group. Like, he kind of fucked up. He kind of pulled a Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Are you serious?
Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Do? I, like, she, oh, respect her. So you're speaking her. She on so her much,
grave?
She has so much wisdom, but she fucked us over a little bit because she didn't leave the Supreme Court. And then who did we get? Trump gets to pick the next person.
Oh, great. You're saying during Obama? So I'm saying, wait, who was before Trump?
Obama.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Obama was president in 2016.
But Ruth Bader Ginsburg didn't step aside. And unfortunately, she passed away, which allowed for Trump to put the next person on the Supreme Court. And we got fucked because I'm pretty sure that's when we got Brett Kavanaugh.
Okay, great. Maybe,
just our fucking life.
But what if she thought Marianne Webster? What's her name?
Marianne Webster is a fucking dictionary.
What's her name, Marianne?
Amy Coney Barrett?
No. She was a presidential nominee.
Marianne Williams something? She's a fucking kook.
Is she? Is she Republican?
She's kooky.
No, she's a Democrat.
Yeah, but I think she thinks like crystals cure cancer.
Okay. No, she's, and crystals cured your condition.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and that's listen a redacted. That's a redacted episode.
Wait, but anyway, I think Dumbledore kind of did the same, where a lot of important information and power died with him, and he could have been a little bit more forthright, because unfortunately, Harry didn't get the information until Snape was murdered. That's all I want to speak on this matter, because it really grinds my goddamn gears. Mm.
You know what? Come to think of it, not a lot of fuckable characters in Harry Potter.
I was not just, honestly, for me,
Hagrid.
Not Hagrid, Sirius Black. Bad he has to boy.
Be the he has to be the only one. And hey, again, tickling my furry interest, I'm Buck not beak. Mad. No, I'm just saying I'm not mad if Sirius Black, if we were doing the nene and he turned into a dog. Wait. Okay, it sounded crazier when I said it. I didn't mean that. Yeah. But like it like literally
I kind of know what you mean because of all the
like I'm not mad. It's like the energy of it.
It's the energy. You're not actually trying to like do anything.
Absolutely not.
But if he turned into like a chipmunk, you'd be like, that's a loser energy.
Or, yes, like, exactly.
Peter Pettigrew turning into Scabbers Ron's rat. That's like loser that's energy. Fucking
ew.
And then he was a loser. Lupin, who turned into a wolf hot energy.
And it's the same with, you know, of course, Jacob with Twilight. Like, werewolves are hot.
That's why people write them. There's something intrinsically hot about a built wolf. That doesn't mean we're going to go to Canada and fuck a pack of wolves.
Do you remember my family friend?
What? Shut up, what?
Who used to write erotic fantasy novels.
Remember you read it in our class?
Like, why did I do that? Also, shout out her. Like, I respect, like, looking back, that was immature of me to, like, read it out to my class. And this might be the first time you're hearing this, but I did read it out to your class, to my class, because I thought.
Who are you talking to?
The family friend.
Oh, okay.
Like, you're erotic. So, you guys, I have a family friend. It's, like, one of my mom's best friends, and she writes erotic fantasy novels. And, like, off the bat, as, like, a 14, 15-year-old, I'm like, oh, my God, that's crazy. Like, that's weird. But yeah. Right now, I'm like, that's cunt.
No, that's so like, that's awesome.
Absolute cunt that you, like
drop me the
that.
Amazon link. We'll be purchasing.
Yeah. You guys on Patreon, like, I might drop the link for you guys. Like,
oh, we should do a reading.
Oh, my God.
Is that, like, a little weird?
I don't know. Like, I grew up with these people, but I'm not that close.
Yeah.
But, like, cunt that you continue to write your fantasy erotic novels.
I would if I could.
Absolutely. And you could.
I could. I
but
should
like,
get into that.
But that is so true that, like, yeah, there's a huge community of people.
Yeah.
Who do believe that werewolves are fan. Like, there's
Hello,
something about fantasy.
You know the books I read. If my book doesn't have a winged man by page 3, I'm putting
Closing
it back.
Closing it down.
Putting it back and putting it on the bookshelf. No, thank you. If my man isn't a vampire.
No.
Or doesn't have shadow powers. If my man isn't a shadow singer, the fuck?
Now, what the fuck is a shadow singer?
They call shadows. They hide themselves in shadows. They can spy on people.
So they're, like, kind of invisible, but they're a shadow.
Yes, but they're, like, they have, like, usually have, like, kind of black hair. Mm. Oh, God. I'm, like, literally, like getting kind of, like, hot and bothered.
Oh, my God.
No, like, I, like, just love a winged man. Winged men are just it for me. I just want to say once more, A Court of Thorn and Roses, that series, everything by Sarah J. Maas. She is, if you want to talk crushes, those men, I'm horned up all over
you
all
think
day
we can,
long.
You think we could get Sarah J. Maas on the pod?
Great. If Sarah J. Maas was sitting between us right now, like, I would literally be, like, shitting my pants.
Oh, my
God. Like, she's, like, my, like greatest of all time. Like, she's, like, my, like,
JK
hero.
Rowling. Oh.
We don't speak on her. Anyway.
Anywho. Can we talk about Mario?
Mm-hmm. Because Mario, I don't know if any of the characters are necessarily hot.
Well, first
except
of all,
the girls.
First of all, what's your relationship with Super Mario?
Diehard fucking fan. So yeah. Me and my friend Ryan, shout out to you, Ryan.
Hi, Ryan.
Me and Ryan used to hang out every, like, Friday night. And we would play Mario. And
it's funny because at the same time, I would hang out with Ryan as well. But we just didn't. And Ashley just didn't know each other.
We didn't know each other yet. But we both knew Ryan. We were on like when you went to different elementary schools with people, it was like living in different countries. You know what I mean?
Different worlds.
And Ryan
sure.
was like a mutual, like just a mutual friend we both had.
Yeah.
Anyway, Ryan and I would hang out on Friday nights, and we would each get a 20-piece.
Oh, you were gonna say like get drunk
no.
as like a fourth grader.
I mean,
wouldn't be surprised, right?
But no, this was in like middle school. We would get 20-piece McNuggets each, large fry, large Coke from McDonald's, and then we would play Super Mario Bros. But like we literally were like we took it so seriously, like we had to beat the game.
Yeah.
And
like, so you're talking about Super Mario Bros. Like with the levels.
With the world.
And this
levels
is Wii at
one
this
through, yes.
The Wii.
On the Wii. And our moms were also really good friends. And they would call each other and they'd be like, Ryan and Ashley, like, are fighting so bad.
Because one of you would die.
Yes, but we'd scream at each other. We'd get so mad at each other. And like, sometimes we'd be like, you can't finish your chicken McNuggets until like we get through this level. Like, we would discipline ourselves.
Wow.
We took it so seriously. We would scream when we like beat a level, and like I'll never forget the night we finished the game. Like, I think Ryan was sleeping over that night, and we stayed up like all night. Great. When we got to that Fire World level 9,
I'm like, level 9.
Yeah, I'll never forget
World 9.
World 9.
Wasn't it World 8?
Maybe, I don't know. The but fire world level nine, where you have to beat Bowser.
Yeah.
No, because then there's that secret world where you...
Yeah,
you
and that's what World 9's
but
giving.
But World with Bowser, like, I'll never forget... It was like I just aced the SATs. You know what I mean?
Are
like,
you
it was
serious?
Giving that... It was like I was the valedictorian. Like, it was giving that level of, like...
It's an accomplishment. Yeah, it's an accomplishment for
like,
sure.
Some people at that age were taking, like athletics really seriously. Some people were taking academics really seriously. Like, I was taking Mario really seriously, and I still do.
Well, you never play with me.
Well, because...
Okay, last time we played any sort of Mario... Okay, first of all, I'm a big Mario fan as well. I also grew up with Mario. It's honestly, the only type of video games I do play are Mario franchise, including, you know, Super Mario Bros., also Mario Party, Mario Kart, any of, like, if they come out with, like, a cool, fun story game, like Super Mario Galaxy or Super Mario Odyssey on the Switch, I will play it.
No, I'm not into that as
Luigi's
much.
Mansion. She doesn't play the narrative games.
I like the world.
She literally only... You like the Super Mario Bros. Franchise.
Holy
That's what you like.
It's so good.
But you didn't watch the movie, and I did.
I didn't, but I like the Jack Black song, Peaches.
You listen to it?
I love it. Like, I'm literally like, oh, this is a bop.
But anyways... Oh, last time we played Mario, it was Mario Party, and Ashley, like, did not try or care at all and ended up fucking winning the whole game.
Yeah, that's a technique. Literally, like, don't let them know you care.
Okay.
Y'all were taking it so seriously.
Because it is.
Yeah, and look what happened. You lost. How embarrassing.
Whatever.
How embarrassing.
Whatever.
It's for some people, it comes naturally.
It comes naturally.
It comes naturally.
When you're with me, baby.
Who sings that?
Selena
Gomez.
Selena
Gomez in the scene?
Yes. Anywho, fuckable characters in Mario. It's very interesting because I do think they range in gender and sexuality and just identity in general.
I mean,
holding a Yoshi plushie.
So
plush
let's talk
here.
About Birdo. I don't even want to get into Birdo.
She, like, you say Birdo and
I get
so mad.
I fucking hate Birdo.
So mad that, like, I want to cry.
When we played Mario, when Eric picked fucking
Birdo,
like, I literally was like, you can't play.
Her gaping hole of a mouth. It didn't have to be like
it's
that.
It's literally like whoever, like.
And I know she can close it.
Whoever animated Birdo literally was like fucking their pocket at, like, pocket
oh
pussy
God.
The night before.
Why the fuck did you actually have to make her a fucking vacuum?
Why did you have to make her a walking fleshlight? That's what I want to know. A pink fleshlight.
And it's the ugliest shade of fucking purple or pink or whatever.
It's disgusting.
The fuck it
it's
is.
Almost like a neon magenta. Didn't even know that was possible.
It's and wait, and that's what, like, this cute little guy, Yoshi,
no,
right
that's
here.
That's what pisses me off the
That's what's
most.
Like he's supposed to get with.
It's like,
are
you
serious?
Couldn't have given Yoshi a better option.
Yoshi is honestly, like, I have to say, he's one of the most handsome, like, guys and nicest guys
but
in that
also,
whole game.
Like, for
he's
me,
just
like,
nice.
Yoshi's like,
he's a twang,
a non-sexual being for me. And the fact that they gave him Birdo, who's literally a walking hole.
I think I resonate a lot with Yoshi. Like,
I
think I almost come off
because you're
like,
kind of non-sexual being. You have no sex appeal.
I think I come off,
and
in
you
that
like
way.
You just like any hole.
Wait, what? Wait, you think Yoshi's pan?
No, I'm just saying, like, Yoshi's like a non-sexual being, but apparently he'll go for anything if he goes for Birdo.
Well, do we actually know he's going for Birdo? Or is that, like, what Nintendo's trying to set him up with? Because I never see them, like, really, like, he's not nuzzling his nose in that hole. I've never seen it.
Are they related?
Shut up.
Because
they're
part of, like, the same species, so it's almost like, what kind of sick fuck do we think we are that they're like
that they
doing
that
the
they have
nasty?
To be? Well, with Mario, there's always like an opposite. Like Yoshi, there's Birdo, Daisy to Peach, Mario, Luigi.
How about my
Bowser has a son, Bowser Jr. Fucking freak.
Ew, you know who I hate?
Bowser.
You know another person that I think has a stench?
Waluigi. Wario.
Close. Wario.
Fuck both of them, honestly. They're fucking each other.
Yeah.
They're fucking each other for sure.
How does Waluigi's like... Little...
I almost think Waluigi's the fucking bottom. And you wouldn't expect it. But I almost think he is.
Wait, you Wario think Waluigi needs... and Wario are getting
Wario,
on?
Wario's a fucking pig bottom. Yes.
What does that mean?
A pig bottom?
Yeah, what does that mean? It sounds so hateful.
He's just a fucking freak. He's just a pig bottom. He's just sloppy with it. He just takes it all. Absolutely, no matter what. And honestly, there might be shit.
Oh my.
I don't like, oh my Wait, God, I'm sorry like I just went in on that. Term. A pig bottom? Yeah. No, like, I think some people self-identify. Not.
It sounds like a little like self-deprecating. I think if you call me a pig bottom, like I would literally like journal about it and be upset.
I think what it really means is that like you just take dicks like on the daily, multiple times a day.
So what's the difference between a pig bottom and a power bottom?
A power bottom is you're just powerful with it. Like you don't have to be taking it on the daily.
Like the force of like your power, anal you're muscles.
Just, you're just taking like, it. You're good at it.
You have a strong fucking you're bouncing. Sphincter.
Yeah. Like you can just take it. Like you're a power bottom. Like
that sphincter is bouncing.
The first thing that comes to my mind with a power bottom is like you're bouncing. Like you're riding on it. You're about like there's verbiage. Is that what it's called? God. Like your cheeks are clapping.
Your cheeks are clapping.
A pig bottom, this man, his hole has prolapsed a couple times. Yeah.
Oh, good God.
And that's exactly what I think Wario, like, that's just, like, I look at Wario and I think prolapsed asshole.
Wait. Pause.
Pause.
You think Wario...
Yes.
You're making a crazy accusation. I just want to make sure I'm hearing you right.
Yeah.
You think Wario has had a prolapsed asshole a couple of times?
Yes, and I think Waluigi is actually a hung top, like a hung femme. I don't even think he's femme. I think he's just a hung top who's kind of kinky.
Who's there? It's Nintendo, and they're giving us a cease and desist.
Fuck, there goes a potential brand partner.
Nintendo's horrible.
Because we seriously love you. We're talking about the lore of it all, just like the characters you guys have created. Wait, talk about... What the hell is this? I'm holding up a Goomba plushie right now. Goombas are crazy. They look like little shits.
Oh, Bowser?
Yeah.
Bowser, for me, like, Bowser is like... He does have sex appeal. He does. It's just the dominance.
He does.
But I think Bowser is like a horn... Like, I think Bowser's, like, body count is triple digits.
Yeah.
I think he's fucked... I don't think he has a preference in terms of gender.
No.
Bowser will fuck anything.
Anything with a hole.
Yeah.
Anything with a hole. And unfortunately, like, it makes me a little worried for Peach because he kidnaps her all the time. And I hope that he's not doing anything, like, unconsensual with her. Like, I hope to God that that actually, like,
I don't even
want to
put that out there.
But I know that Koopa Troopa army of twinks. Like, the Koopa Troopas. You know what a Koopa Troopa is?
Of course, Grant. What do I look like, a fool?
A Koopa Troopa to me is a twink. A Koopa Troopa to me is a little twink.
Twink who, army. Oh my God, my dream.
And I just know, like, he is having orgies with them.
Holy
shit. Bowser is having orgies.
Well, because also, like, Bowser has this power where he can get fucking huge. Bowser can get huge. In the last level of...
Well, did he have a mushroom?
No, I forget what exactly what happens, but Grant, he gets huge. Well, imagine, like, what mushrooms could do to people in Mario World in terms of, like, quark size.
Oh, my God.
You're just getting, you're in Mario, you're just getting absolutely railed red shell. Fuck, you're passed out.
No, a red shell tracks you and hits you.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, you get hit with a red shell while you're getting railed. Fuck.
Well, could you imagine, I guess it's like poppers for them. You don't know what poppers do.
I know what poppers do, but it wouldn't knock you out.
No, but like imagine you're getting railed.
Grant,
someone takes
imagine with the rainbow star. Holy shit. The thing that makes you go like fast in Mario Kart.
Oh my God, you're probably like, you're just like, you had to be pounding.
Pound Town. The rainbow star takes you to Pound Town.
Oh my God, I can't even begin to imagine.
What I wanted to touch upon one more time, and I know we've talked about this person before, but it wouldn't be a horned up episode without touching on our man, Artie from the Curio Shop.
Oh,
like, how can we
he's
not?
He's right there.
Artie from the Curio Shop.
Bring him in.
He literally sits on our coffee table
so
in a photo
cute.
Frame. No, Grant, he's not cute. This is a man. This is a man
that you'd like to take to Pound Town.
The way this man, like, wore a bomber jacket.
He's so handsome. But like there's like a cuteness.
When
like,
some people wear a bomber jacket, the bomber jacket wears them. Like they can't pull it off. Not Artie.
No.
Artie makes that Artie, bomber jacket his fucking bitch. Bitch.
Yeah.
I want to be his bitch.
Oh my God.
Also, like, what an interesting job collecting like rare artifacts.
And that voice, who's the voice actor?
Welcome to the curio shop.
Hope you find what you're looking for. If you don't know what you're talking, what we're talking about,
if that voice actor is listening to the pod, we are. I am on my hands and knees begging you to come on because we have to talk.
We have to talk.
We have a lot to discuss.
What if he's a criminal?
Wait.
What if he supports
for your birthday? I have to get you the legendary crown of wonder.
How?
I don't know. I'll pull some strings. Like. Going into the mines on Webkinz and getting met with Artie, like, I literally was like, holy shit, can I just hang out here for a while? Artie's so hot. And compared to the other characters in Webkinz, Dr. Quack.
Dr. Quack is a fucking pedophile. I think I've said this. I think I've said this. How he takes your fucking also, child like, away and puts a fucking curtain up and then there's noises.
Also, the fact that his wife was the adoption lady, like there's something sinister going on with those two sick fucks.
Imagine like
what
not,
was her name?
I don't
remember.
Fucking another some sort of stupid duck of some sort. She's mm-hmm. a fucking goose. That bitch was a goofy ass goose. Also, imagine not knowing what we were talking about. Like we're literally talking about like this virtual.
Sorry, we're talking about Webkinz.
We're talking about Webkinz and these characters who were like, first of all, Artie the dog. Second yeah. of all, Dr. Quack is a fucking one. He's a quack for real. Two, he's a fucking duck, and he takes your fucking Webkinz. Like Dr. Quack is like the doctor of Webkinz. So you take your virtual animal, your little pet, you take him to the doctor. What he fucking does is sinister. Okay, time to check him out, see what's going on. The fucking curtain closes and you just hear your dog fucking whimpering. You hear Webkinz like
oh, and you hear Dr. Quack. It's making me chills.
Dr. Quack is getting fucking off on it. Like he's like he's having a whole day. Like
if
he's
your mom took you to the pediatrician and your pediatrician pulled that shit, your mom would call 911.
I'm sorry. What?
What? What do you mean you're gonna go behind the curtain, you weirdo?
Well, I don't know if this happened with girls. Did you have to cough with maybe your pussy in their hand?
No, Grant, that didn't happen.
Okay, so why did I know why. I think it's for a hernia. Like, they do have to check. Like, they do ask mom and dad to step out of the room. Did you know that? For men. Yeah. And then they cup your balls. And then you say, cough. And then you cough and you're like. And then they're like, wait a minute. What are you feeling for?
Wasn't it weird when your pediatrician.
No, I'm sure it's legit.
Wasn't it weird when your pediatrician would call your mom? Like, mom, can you step out of the room? It's like, that's not your mom. Don't call her that.
A lot of, like, people do that. Like, teachers, I feel like.
Yeah.
Do.
Mom, can you please step out of the room? I'm going to cup your son's balls. It's kind of, like, God. I remember that always kind of put me off. Like, don't call my mom.
It's a little bizarre. All right. Well.
Let's go into the announcement. Because after last week's announcement, like, I can't wait to see what's been cooked up this week.
All right. Stay tuned for this quick break.
You guys, there's not an ad. You guys, there's not an ad.
If anyone would like to advertise on our show, please let us know.
Nintendo, we're open.
Announcements for the good of the group.
This is announcements for the good of the group. Where you guys send us an announcement for the good of the group and we go on ahead and we react to it and give us your thoughts and yeah.
I'm literally, guys, I've been thinking about last week's announcement like
for a lot.
Like I can't stop thinking about it.
Stop. She's a Patreon subscriber.
No, love her.
Love it is love, like, right?
No, it was Wait. Literally one of the like craziest, most unexpected announcements we've had thus far. And, like, it stuck with me. So that's what I want everyone else to raise this bar to.
All right. Let's see if this one meets the bar.
Yeah, I'll be honest.
This is from a loyal Gorgiana on Patreon. I don't, like, I'm so sorry if I mispronounce your name. Nana Katana.
Obsessed.
Yeah. Yeah. Obsessed. Nana. Yeah. Nana Catan.
Every time they're in the chat, I'm like, what do they have to say?
Yeah. Is it? It's Nana.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know who you're talking about.
Nana Katana. Period. Obsessed.
I'm literally obsessed with
yes,
Nana.
Yes, Nana Katana. Okay, let's see what your announcement is.
Hey, guys. I have an announcement for the good of the group.
Nana's from South Africa,
basically, this is this time that one of my relatives, not naming names, committed or almost committed murder and just casually admitted it to me like a few weeks ago as if it was nothing. But basically, long story short, her ex-boyfriend broke one of her CDs and so she threw a butcher's knife at him and it shattered the window, almost killing him. And she did aim to kill, believe me, she aimed to kill. And so I asked her relative, right, how the fuck would you have gotten out of that situation? And she was like, oh yeah, well, my therapist who was in love with me would have bailed me out because they had their own thing. But maybe I'll save that for another announcement for the good of the group. But yeah, that's the time one of my relatives admitted to committing murder. She just told me this, no biggie, like a month ago.
Wait.
I think I have to call the South African authorities.
So many questions.
What CD was it?
Like, yeah, what CD was it? What artist? Like, was it that...
You would
kill over Taylor.
Also, were they exes before this or did they break up because of this incident?
Oh. And what? Like, why did she casually tell you
and
that?
And why did she have a butcher's knife?
Did it hit him? Is he hurt?
Nana Katana. I think you should ask some, or if you want to send us some follow up information.
Yeah, right in
I'm
the chat.
I'm almost worried that this is like you just admitted on behalf of your relative to a serious crime on a Twink and a Redhead, the podcast.
Because you know what? If she's capable of literally like doing that, she's capable of other things.
Yeah, Nana Katana, I know this is your relative, but stay away.
Yeah.
Stay away. If your relative is getting this mad about the breaking of a CD, God knows what else could happen at a family reunion.
Keep an arm distance length away, but if Grant, not more.
It sounds like she has the fucking throw of an MLB pitcher.
Oh my God.
So I think he needs to be more than an arm's length away.
It's giving Clove from the Hunger Games.
Yeah.
Why did she do that? I'm sorry, why did she do that? I don't like her.
No, like bad energy from your relative. Honestly, like
he broke a CD. How did he break it? Was it by accident?
The fact
did
that
he sit on it?
The fact that this has me on the side of like this like man.
Yeah, I'm on the side of the man, unfortunately.
Men,
and not your cousin.
Men, right?
Wait,
what? No, but like seriously, like Nana Katana, stay away. Like I'm literally like freaking out.
Yeah, I'm almost unsettled.
I'm unsettled. This is the second announcement for the group where I've been unsettled.
I don't even know what to say. And I didn't even listen to this full thing before I press play. Usually I like will preview it. Ashley's usually going in blind.
Yeah.
I didn't listen to the whole thing, so I'm just like a little concerned.
I'm like freaking out.
I'm almost like she should be on a list.
Is like, can 911 transfer me to South Africa? Because I know someone that they might need to arrest.
And her name is something Katana.
Nana Katana's relative. Yeah. That's all we know. We don't know how they're related. Sister, cousin, we're not sure.
Yeah. Oh my God.
But also, like, it's kind of like if your relative or like, okay, say I admitted to doing something like as heinous as throwing a butcher's knife at my ex-boyfriend to you, and then you went on a podcast, I would be like, seriously? Like, I told you that in confidence. So it's kind of
okay,
funny that Nana Katana's
why doing did
that.
You do that?
You know what? You're right. If
like,
the act
honestly.
Is, if the act is
oh
so
heinous.
Oh, my
God. What if we put Nana Katana in danger? Because she's going to get mad if she sees this. Shut up.
I would never want to do that to Nana Katana, so we need to, like, really figure this out. We should let's ask Nana Katana if they're okay with us posting this.
Well, they sent it to us.
You're right.
They submitted it to our exclusive Patreon Gorgiana.
Honestly, I don't think we have like entirely hit the South Africa demographic in our listenership.
Ashley, what if they're not from South Africa?
I'm almost positive they are.
I know. I think they are.
Nana Katana had like a South African accent.
This is Nana Katana is the girl who has a boyfriend and she dyes her hair red.
I fucking love Nana Katana.
Yeah, we love Nana Katana. Shout out Nana Katana. But just be safe.
Nana Katana,
Keep sleep with one eye open, please.
I think you do want to keep a distance from this relative. If you're close with a boyfriend, like, you might want to check in and make sure they're okay. Like, that sounds really traumatic. Or just, like, keep your distance.
Or send an anonymous tip.
Yeah, like, this sounds like something that needs to be taken care of. Wait, we didn't even touch on the fact that apparently, like, a therapist is involved.
Oh.
What the fuck is that all about?
Oh, and as if, okay, your cousin's kind of delusional for thinking your therapist is going to help her. The therapist is going to help
Grant, I bet they met on fucking BetterHelp. I'm convinced that these BetterHelp therapists are just using it as a dating app.
No, I think they're fine, Ash. Okay. Grant, we're never going to be sponsored by BetterHelp now.
I have to say something.
I think they're fine.
Talkspace will sponsor us because I think BetterHelp is sinister. Wait, we shouldn't stop people from getting therapy.
It's just a platform.
I don't know. It just seems something seems fishy about it.
No, because I think it's just, well, like, some of the weird commercials are kind of weird.
That's what I'm saying.
But I think it's just a platform to connect therapists with clients. Like, also Headway is what my therapist uses. And before she didn't, she used, like, another, like, New York kind of office. And then she moved to Headway. She's more of just, like, a freelance girly, but she uses, like, I think Headway as, like, a way to... One, like, do all the billing stuff. I think there's more to it.
I didn't really think we need to get into the administration behind it. I'm just saying.
I think that's part of BetterHelp, though, is they, like, take away all the administration stuff and they help the, like...
All right, whatever.
BetterHelp, I'm a huge fan. No, I have never used the platform, but I would love to be paid to promote it.
I'm not mad at you, BetterHelp. I'm just asking questions. And I don't think that
She's staying curious.
I don't think I should be penalized for that.
Yeah.
Penalized is such a funny word.
Penisized.
Okay, anyway. In conclusion, Nana Katana, stay safe. I think you should keep a really healthy distance from this relative. I think you should maybe tell a few other people that are close to this relative what's going on. Because something sinister can seriously happen. And honestly, like, I'm almost worried that we're involved now, Grant.
Shut up.
I don't know. Like, I know we're, like,
oh my God,
literally an oceans away, but, like, seriously, I'm freaking out.
Yeah, that's scary. Anyways, if you guys want to send an announcement for the good of the group, our Gorgiana Patreon members get priority. They have a form, and they submit it. That's where Nana Katana sent hers in. And I'm saying hers. I don't know their pronouns. I'm sorry, but I say she, her for everyone, as they should. Anywho, Nana Katana sent hers in on Patreon. And you can, too, if you subscribe. And you could also get bonus episodes and bonus videos that we post this week, which now has passed already. It should be available. We're doing a live stream reaction of The Tortured Poets Department. So if you want to come on down.
TTPD.
Imagine that was a song.
TTPD.
TTPD. All right. I'm over it.
Bye.
I hope you guys have a great day, and I'll see all our Gorgianas on Redacted.
Love you guys. Bye. Bye.
Love you guys.
A twink.
And a redhead.
A twink.
And a redhead.
A twink.